following is a presentation of Radio Alabama Sports. This broadcast is copyrighted by Radio Alabama for the private use of our audience. Any other use of this broadcast, descriptions, or accounts of the game without Radio Alabama's consent is strictly prohibited.
This is the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union tip-off show on the Domtar Tiger Sports Network.
Good evening and welcome in to Area Tournament Championship tonight. Excuse me, as the Chillsburg Tigers get set to take on their old nemesis, the Midfield Patriots. Right now, the girls' first-round game for Childersburg is going on. And I'm here to tell you they have been behind the whole game and have stormed back to take a five-point lead over Altamont with 2:54 to go in the game. Now, the winner of this game gets Midfield. The reason that this game was not played Saturday is about 80% of this girls' team at Altamont was in a state track meet, so they could not play. And right now, Childersburg's girls have kind of taken control of the game. It was 37-27 at the end of the third quarter, and Altamont has yet to score in this fourth quarter, and Childersburg's opened up a five-point lead, and they have the basketball with about 2:20 to go. Ansley Foy just hit another shot, so Childersburg up by seven now, with 2:10 to go in the game. We'll have the boys' game for you here in just a second. I'm flying solo tonight. KJ McCurley not with me due to work duties. And, of course, I'll have all of the starting lineups and your opening tip when we come back. You're listening to the Domtar Tiger Sports Network.
Are pests bugging you? Whether it's at home or at work, the trusted team at Alabama Termite and Pest Control has you covered. We offer comprehensive pest control, including rodents, termites, bugs, wasps, and hornets. Plus, we've been voted the best pest control in the Coosa Valley for 4 years running. Get a free termite treatment estimate today. Call Christy, Tony, Eddie, John, or Jeremy at 256-378-6903 or visit Alabama Termite and Pest Control in Childersburg, serving Talladega, Coosa, and Southern Shelby counties.
Craving diverse flavors? Betty Ruth's Cafe at Allen Brew Markets has you covered. From the zest of Mexican dishes to the comfort of Southern classics and the sizzle of Asian stir fry, experience it all. Allen Brew Markets, a proud, locally owned family business. Now with 8 locations, fuel for your car, fuel for your body. You're all in with Allen.
You're all in with Allen, oh yeah.
Whether you're looking for a spacious family home or a tiny home for a big lifestyle, Atkinson Homes in Childersburg has the perfect solution for you. With energy-efficient homes from Clayton, Sunshine, and Cavalier, our 3-, 4-, and 5-bedroom homes offer comfort and style. Atkinson Homes makes it easy with financing options including home loans, FHA, VA, and land and home packages. Plus, enjoy peace of mind with our 1-year warranty and on-site maintenance technician. Visit AtkinsonHomes.net or stop by on Highway 280 in Childersburg across from Cadence Bank.
Experience leadership that truly echoes the heart of Coosa Valley. Ben Robbins is an accomplished attorney specializing in real estate, estates, and business law. Voted Coosa Valley's best attorney, Ben is not only a legal expert, but also a dedicated community champion. He actively supports our farmers, stands strong with our veterans, and engages in local initiatives like the Rotary Club and Habitat for Humanity. For Ben, it's all about nurturing the community spirit, supporting our schools, and cheering on local high school sports. When you're in need of real estate or business legal help, call attorney Ben Robbins at 256-346-6493.
At Central Alabama Community College, we believe success starts with having the right opportunities. That's why our motto, Central to You, Central to Your Success, is more than just words. It's a commitment to your future. Envision your dreams turning into reality with our diverse programs and supportive learning environment. Transform your ambitions into achievement. Enroll at Central Alabama Community College. Visit cacc.edu to register and start your journey today. Central Alabama Community College. Proud supporters of Childersburg High School Athletics.
Discover a place that brings your group closer together. Quality time, quality team building. quality memories, Majestic Caverns, the official team builder sponsor of the Domtar Tiger Sports Network.
Welcome back to Midfield High School. Dave McCurley with you as we get set for boys action here in less than a minute as the girls game. Childersburg now has opened up a 6-point lead. They had a 9-point lead, and the Altamont hit a three, 46-40 with 58 seconds left to go in this game. Now, if you're thinking about the Atkinson Homes, keys to the game, yeah, we've been in the same region, area, whatever you want to call it, with Midfield for 5 years now. We've yet to complete the task. And will tonight be that night? We hope so. But just to be honest with you, they're not ranked number one in the state for no reason. They're good. And we did not play well on Saturday against B.B. Comer, but give the guys and the coaching staff a lot of credit. They held in there. They kept their composure, got the game into overtime, and won over B.B. Comer, ending their season Saturday. 46-40 with as Childersburg hits a free throw with Shakira Harrison. She'll get one more. 47-40 now. Three-possession game with 49 seconds to go in the girls' game. Like I said, the winner of this game will get Midfield on Wednesday, and now it is an 8-point lead. So we're going to step aside. I'll come back and have your Atkinson Homes keys to the game and your starting lineups plus the opening tip right here on the Domtar Tiger Sports Network. Let's take another Childersburg Parks and Recreation timeout.
The Childersburg Parks and Recreation Department is proud to be a part of Childersburg High School Athletics on Kicks 100.3. Our department provides opportunities for the community through sports, senior events, community celebrations, and event reservations. For more information, go to childersburg.recdesk.com.
Do you have big plans and dreams to fulfill? You need a home equity line of credit from Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union. They're the perfect loans for big plans or consolidating high interest bills. With a rate starting at just 6.5% and 7.29% APR, you can afford to make your dreams come true. Call 256-378-5559 today. Coosa Pines is where you belong. Annual percentage rates vary. Call or visit our website for details and restrictions. Federally insured by NCUA.
Did you know that CVMC now offers a full retail pharmacy? Coosa Valley Apothecary offers easy prescription transfers, convenient location, and low prices every day. Whether you need a prescription filled, are looking for over-the-counter products, or just have questions for our pharmacists, stop in for the personalized service of an independent, community-based pharmacy. Avoid a second stop after your hospital discharge with the meds-to-bed service. It allows you to fill your prescriptions before you go home. Coosa Valley Apothecary, located conveniently on the ground floor of Coosa Valley Medical Center.
Do you have scrap metal piling up? Get paid at Coosa Valley Recycling. Serving the Birmingham area and Highway 280 corridor in Sylacauga, Coosa Valley Recycling is your top choice for scrap metal recycling. Whether it's old appliances, car parts, or any other metal items, Coosa Valley Recycling offers great rates and fast, easy service. Recycling with Coosa Valley Recycling not only puts your money back in your pocket, but it also protects the environment. Don't let your scrap metal go to waste. Bring it to Coosa Valley Recycling today. Call 256-245.
Big changes are happening at the Coosa Pines Mill. We are now Domtar. We've united the legacies of paper excellence, Resolute Forest Products, and Domtar into one strong brand. While we have a new name, it's still the same trusted people, the same high-quality products, and the same dedication to the communities where we live and work. For roughly 200 years, our mills have been leading the way in sustainable forestry and innovative solutions, and we're just getting started. Domtar, we are the fiber for the future. Visit domtar.com to learn more.
Hey, champions don't stay down for long. When injury knocks you down, let Donahue Physical Therapy help you make a triumphant comeback. Hey, it's Ben Donahue. Our team of skilled therapists knows what it takes to get you back on your feet faster and stronger. From minor setbacks to major challenges, we've got the expertise to guide you through. Donahue Physical Therapy, where comebacks happen. Get back to the action faster with Donahue Physical Therapy.
For 24-hour roadside assistance and towing in the Sylacauga and Chelsea surrounding area. Turn to Merkel's Anytime Towing, the official towing company of the Domtar Tiger Sports Network. Online at merkelsanytimetowing.com.
Welcome back to Midfield High School as pregame warm-ups have started on the floor for the Tigers and the Patriots. Your Atkinson Holmes keys to the game. You've got to think that there are two areas that Childersburg just absolutely have to win tonight in order to win this game. They need to win the rebounding battle first. There's no doubt about it. They're undersized to this midfield team. They're not under quick, I'll tell you that, but we've got to hit the boards every time a shot goes up, whether it's on offensive end or the defensive end. The other thing that I think we really need to hone in on tonight and make sure that we do is win the turnover battle. We cannot win this game on this floor in this atmosphere if we come out and turn the ball over many, many times. They're going to get you down, and they're going to step on your throat just as they have the previous five seasons. So let's get ready for what is going to be another area title game between the Midfield Patriots and your Childersburg Tigers. And we'll have the starting lineups and the tip here in just a few moments. We'll take another Childersburg Parks and Recreation timeout. You're listening to the Domtar Tiger Sports Network.
Looking for a career that's not only high quality but also eco-friendly? Ineos in Childersburg has been at the forefront of innovation since 2005, producing top-notch lubricants while staying committed to our planet. Join us as we lead the way into the future of technology and sustainability. Ready to make an impact? Visit us at 100 Nippon Drive or head to the Talladega Career Center and apply today. Ineos USA, where your career drives innovation and positive change.
Discover a church where community feels like family. Hi, I'm Chris Roberts, worship leader at First Baptist Church of Childersburg. Every Sunday, we come together to celebrate faith, friendship, and love. Join us for Sunday school at 9:15, worship at 10:30, and Wednesday night Bible study at 6 p.m. Our music is a mix of Southern gospel and contemporary music. Matt Hillier is here to help you grow spiritually and connect with others through discipleship. You're invited to come this Sunday and experience the warmth and joy of First Baptist Church of Childersburg. Your new family is waiting.
Why should your business join the Greater Coosa Valley Chamber of Commerce? Connection. Stay connected with the Chamber Community Calendar. Submit your events and be part of the Chamber Community Events Calendar. For more information, visit us at gcvchamber.com.
At La Piñata Mexican Grill, Thirsty Thursdays offer you Dos Equis for $2.99 in the bottle or $3.99 draft. And a quesadilla Hawaiiana for only $10.99. La Piñata on Highway 280, just off the bridge in Childersburg. Online at piñatamexicangrill.com.
Discover adventure and team building opportunities at Majestic Caverns. Explore on a field trip, an overnight in the cave, or an underground classroom. Come watch an amazing show with fire jugglers and challenge the lion and phoenix tribes in games and quests. It's the perfect new family tradition filled with fun for all ages in Childersburg, Alabama. And don't forget the food. Try our vanilla ice lattes with lavender cold foam, award-winning fudge, chicken and waffles, and warm pretzels. Visit MajesticCaverns.com for more info. It's the adventure of a lifetime. Proud supporters of Childersburg High School Athletics.
Marble City Pharmacy in Sylacauga offers fast, friendly service you can count on. With their convenient drive-thru, getting what you need has never been easier. Stock up on all your over-the-counter medications for cold and flu season and take a moment to explore their gift shop for something special. Whatever your needs, they're ready to help. Marble City Pharmacy, here for life. Visit them today at 264 Fort William Street in Sylacauga.
The Domtar Tiger Sports Network is built by Ineos USA in Childersburg. Ineos USA, the leading provider of advanced motor oils and lubricants designed to enhance engine performance and efficiency. Learn more and apply today at ineos.us/careers.
Welcome back courtside here at Midfield High School. And I got to tell you, the way that both of these teams warm up, I love it. And I love their their shirts, of course. Midfield has their team shirts, their overshirts shooting around that says just one simple thing, work. Sheldonsburg, on the other hand, brotherhood. So, you know, they like the brotherhood that they have. And, of course, many of these kids have been hurt at some point in time during the season. But everybody is healthy and ready to go right now, with the exception, of course, of Jacob Johnson, who had knee surgery back before Christmas, so he won't be ready for any kind of action until the summer. Your starting lineups for both of these teams. First of all, for the homestanding Midfield Patriots, they were the area champions in the regular season with a 6-0 area mark. Their head coach is Courtney Jones. Their overall record, 23-6. They'll start with senior Armani Franklin, senior Brandon Riddle, junior Aaron Martin, also senior Malachi Robinson, and junior Jashawn Moore. For the Childersburg Tigers, of course, they have played 29 games as well as the Midfield Patriots. They are 17-12 overall. Their head coach, of course, is Johnny Johnson. They finished 3-3 in area for a number two seed in this tournament. They'll start as follows. Seneca Sheely, the junior, will start alongside junior Brandon Calhoun, also junior Tay Fairman, junior Devin Williams, and junior Dontavius Duke Fairman. So if you're wondering, yeah, this is a senior-laden midfield team, but it is a much younger Childersburg team. The prospects for next year look very good. And to be honest with you, the only seniors on this team that really contribute, and they all contribute, of course, you got T.D. Smith. He'll be coming off the bench tonight, as well as Tay Truss and Torrey Wells. That will complete our State Farm Insurance agent Ron Carroll starting lineups. We'll step aside for another timeout and hopefully hear from Ron Carroll in this set. And we'll be back with your starting tip here in just a few moments as we are through now with the Coos Pines Federal Credit Union tip-off show. We'll be back for quarter number one. You are listening to the Domtar Tiger Sports Network.
Taking pride in your work shows. For the perfect plumber with the tools and knowledge to resolve your issues, contact Marble City Plumbing, voted best of the Coosa Valley. 256-267-1569.
Need help on the road? Whether it's light, medium, or heavy towing, Merkel's Anytime Towing is here for you 24/7. From emergency roadside assistance, jump starts, and tire changes, to accident recovery, we've got you covered. If you're in Shelby County or Talladega County and need a tow, remember to tell the officer on scene that you want Merkel's. Reliable, fast, and always ready. Merkel's Anytime Towing, your trusted partner on the road. Online at merkelsanytimetowing.com.
Imagine a world where innovation drives sustainability. At Omnia, we're not just imagining it, we're crafting it every day. As a top producer of calcium carbonate and a worldwide distributor of specialty chemicals, we're committed to enhancing consumer goods, revolutionizing paper and polymer industries, and building a stronger future in construction. Our dedication to research and development leads the charge in balancing ecological integrity with economic growth, paving the way for social progress. Omnia, innovating for a better tomorrow. Omnia wishes all area athletes good luck.
Shopping for car insurance is confusing. Holy cow.
Great. Now we have a cow in our kitchen.
Why did you say that? Because I don't know what coverage to choose.
So just say the State Farm jingle. A State Farm agent can go over all your options with you and help choose coverage that meets your needs. Dude, cow, could you move?
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
State Farm insurance agent Ron Carroll on Highway 280 next to Subway in Childersburg. Call Ron at 256-378-6631.
At Rudd's Car Wash, your ride can be detailed inside and out. Industrial vacuums, friendly staff, operational coin machines, and quality professional washes will show their care for your vehicle.
Experience Alabama like never before with Sarah Automotive, located in Sylacauga. With over 40 years of trusted service, Sarah provides one of the largest selections of new and pre-owned vehicles in the state. Enjoy peace of mind with the Sarah Promise, ensuring you always get Sarah's best deal, a 72-hour exchange policy, a straightforward trade-in process, and Sarah's unmatched service commitment. Discover the beauty of Alabama in a vehicle that's perfect for you. Sarah Automotive, proud supporters of Childersburg High School Athletics.
Don't let your heavy comforters and curtains ruin your washing machine. Let Rudd's Laundromat do it for you with their industrial-sized machines for washing and drying, located in Sylacauga.
The Domtar Tiger Sports Network is fueled by Allen Oil Company. Fuel for your car, fuel for your body. You're all in with Allen.
Welcome back courtside here. Dave McCurley with you from Midfield High School. We're about 4 minutes away from tip-off. The Childersburg girls with a come-from-behind victory tonight. They win it by 8 points over the Altamont girls, and they'll be moving on to take on Midfield here on Wednesday night. This game here has a lot of meaning to it, and I'll tell you right now, this Midfield Patriot team, they will not take Childersburg lightly. I'll tell you that. And Childersburg is probably as ready as they've been in any game that they came here. Now, they did not play well Saturday, but I will tell you this. They were down by 14 points with their season on the line to start the fourth quarter against B.B. Comer, and they lit fire, and they got after it, and the result of it is playing here tonight. It is Midfield and Childersburg, the tip coming up in about 3 minutes. You're listening to it right here on the Domtar Tiger Sports Network.
At Star Physical Therapy in Sylacauga, physical therapist Tom Malone is dedicated to helping you recover and get back to work faster. Whether you're dealing with back pain, a sports injury, or need help restoring movement, Todd and his team provide personalized care to meet your needs. Whatever your challenge, Star can solve it all. Star Physical Therapy, where you're always treated like a star. Call 256-249-4701 to schedule your appointment.
This is Childersburg High School basketball on the Domtar Tiger Sports Network, presented by Radio Alabama Sports, sponsored by Toyota of Sylacauga, State Farm Insurance Agent Ron Carroll, Ineos USA, Coosa Valley Electric Cooperative, Allen Oil Company, Majestic Caverns, Donahue Physical Therapy, Farmers Home Furniture, Alabama Termite and Pest Control, Atkinson Homes, First Baptist Childersburg, Greater Coosa Valley Chamber of Commerce, Sylacauga Parks and Recreation, Coosa Valley Recycling, Sleeping Giant Heating and Cooling, La Costa Mexican Restaurant, Attorney Ben Robbins, Van Sant Hardware, Sarah Nissan Honda and Ford of Sylacauga, Childersburg Parks and Recreation, Sylacauga Chamber of Commerce, Alta Point Health, Sylacauga Health and Rehab Services. Now, color analyst K.J. McCurley and the voice of Childersburg High School Athletics, David McCurley.
Thank you for that introduction. And flying solo tonight, K.J. not with me. He's work detail. And, of course, we're getting set right now, less than a minute away from starting introductions for this game. While we've got just a second, one more time, let's step aside 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to the Domtar Tiger Sports Network.
KIX 100.3 is WYEA Sylacauga Childersburg and WSGN HD3 Stuartville, home of the Childersburg Tigers on the Domtar Tiger Sports Network. First quarter action is brought to you by Donahue Physical Therapy. When an injury sidelines you, get back to the action faster with Donahue Physical Therapy.
Greater Cincinnati.
Welcome back to Midfield High School. Dave McCurley with you on the Domtar Tiger Sports Network. And when they play the music in here, it is just about impossible to hear yourself. And I'm kind of glad that we're going to get to some basketball and maybe cut some of that off. We've already given you the starting lineups. I'll give them to you again for Childersburg: Seneca Sheely, Brandon Calhoun, Tay Fairman, Devin Williams, and Dontavious Duke Fairman. For the midfield Patriots, you got Armani Franklin, Brandon Riddle, Aaron Martin, Malachi Robinson, and Jashawn Moore. 23-6 midfield, 17-12 Childersburg. And if you're wondering, I'm going to be honest with you. This Childersburg basketball team is battle tested. They have played one of the toughest schedules for a 3A basketball team that you're going to see. But they've got their work cut out for them here tonight.
Number 21, Malachi Robinson.
And midfield being introduced to the crowd behind us. Childersburg on the other side. And midfield will be wearing their white home road uniforms with red numbers, red striping outlined in baby blue. For Childersburg, they're in their road gray uniform, striped with royal blue and white letters and blue numbers. So here we go. It'll be Malachi Robinson jumping it against Duke Fairman, and Duke's giving up about a good 3.5-4 inches to Malachi. And we're just about set to get underway. Your officials, Nathan Pinkert, Chris Horn, and Derwin Jackson. Midfield will have first crack at it. Here comes Franklin with it. He'll give it up to Brandon Riddle. Childersburg in a man-to-man defense. And Riddle tries to go down the lane, cut off by Tay Fairman. Tay working against Malachi Robinson right now. Malachi tries to go down, can't get shot to go, gets his own rebound, and that's going to be a foul as he goes back up, and that one's going to go against Dontavious Duke Fairman. So the first whistle of the game in Childersburg with what I call really their only big man. He's going to pick up a foul, and Jashawn Moore will go to the free throw line, and he's no good on his first free throw. To me, the glue that holds this team together from midfield is that number one out there, Armani Franklin. He's been playing, it seems like, for a decade. And 0 for 2 on the free throws, and Chillspur's going to control it. And that's Devin Williams. He'll bring it down the floor, working against Aaron Martin. Midfield in a man-to-man. Devin goes down the lane, kicks it off, gets it back, gives it to Brandon Calhoun. His shot good, and that's a three. I thought he was inside the line, but he gets the triple, and the Tigers out to a 3-0 lead. Here's Aaron Martin. They'll kick it inside to Moore. Back outside to Riddle. He drives, and his shot no good. Moore went over the back to get the free throw, and his putback is good, and the Tigers lead trim to one. Here's Seneca Sheely working against Aaron Martin. Right side. He'll come back and give it to Tay Fairman. Tay will roll down the right side, go to the lane, shoot it up. No good. Look at Duke Fairman in there. He had his shot ripped. Should have been a foul there, but no call. Here's Armani Franklin. He'll go down the lane. And, of course, there's going to be a foul call, and I believe that's going to be on Duke. And if it is, that's two on him. Quickly. And that is going to be on Duke Fairman. So into the game quickly is going to be our biggest competitor, Ezekiah Parker. And you'll see Tay Truss here in a little bit too. And, you know, I'm a little, you know, sympathetic with Duke. He picked up the foul on this end, but he should have gotten a call on the other end as well. And that'll put Armani Franklin, the senior, at the line, and he's money and ties the game at three. And Duke Didn't get to play but about a minute and a half. He'll be back in there, though. Franklin misses his second free throw, and they had it with Malachi Robinson. It was stripped away by Tay. Tay'll go down the lane, and we can't get a call. That was a foul, and he doesn't get it. They throw it down underneath, and it's laid in by Malachi Robinson. Midfield takes their first lead at 5-3. Here's Tay Fairman bringing it down against Brandon Riddle. Riddle giving him a little space because I tell you, there's nobody I've seen in 3A basketball that can stay in front of Tay Fairman. Here's Seneca. He won't use the screen from Hezekiah. Tay's got it now. And he'll go down that right side, go up, and gets it to go, and we're tied at 5. Nice shot by Tay Fairman. Devin Williams trying to stay with Armani Franklin. That should have been a palm in the basketball. No call. And he'll roll down, give it off to in the corner, Aaron Martin for 3. His shot no good. Gets his own rebound. And then it's stripped away by Hezekiah Parker. Here come the Tigers. Seneca Sheely. He's going to go toward the goal. Turn around. His shot gets stuck in the rim. That should be Childersburg basketball. Yeah, the alternate possession should be Childersburg basketball. Coach Johnny Johnson stressing that to his team, and now they finally get a hold. 5:20 to go first quarter. We're tied at 5. Seneca Sheely gives a good head fake and then shot blocked, but a foul. That's going to be important for midfield, and that foul is going to be on Brandon Riddle. He got him with the body. Now Scoop's got to make these free throws as 5:18 to go first quarter, and we're tied at 5. That's the first foul of the game on midfield, and it goes to Brandon Riddle. Two fouls now on Duke Fairman. And Seneca can't get the first one to go in and out. As Coach Johnson says, get one. Let's get one here. And he does. 6-5, Childersburg with a slim lead. Here's Aaron Martin working against Scoop as he'll bring it down the floor. That is probably a matchup in the favor of midfield. They'll roll around, give it to Moore. He rolls around, gives it to Martin on a little roll. They can't get it. Moore gets the offensive rebound and a putback by Malachi Robinson. He wanted to stuff that thing, and he couldn't get it. And now Tay Fairman had to foul him, and our Fairmans are fouls. 2 for Duke, 1 for Tay, and we hadn't played half this quarter. And Robinson, the senior, gets his first free throw to go and ties the game at 6. 4:59 to go in the first quarter. This midfield team is long and lengthy. Robinson gets 2 free throws, and they're going to press you every step of the way. Here's Seneca Sheely. We got to handle that press with care. And Riddle guarding him. He's got 1 foul, so Scoop can maybe try to go on him. And they knocked our player to the floor. They get the ball. Armani Franklin gives it off to Riddle underneath. His shot can't go. Moore gets it back to Armani Franklin. He'll back it out, working against Scoop. They'll give it off now to Robinson, to Franklin. Inside it goes to Moore, working against Hezekiah. Back out to Franklin for a 3-2-man game. No good. And we got to get on the boards as it's knocked out of bounds off of midfield. It'll be Childersburg basketball. And I'll tell you, Robinson and Moore, very active around the rim. 7-6, midfield with a 1-point lead, 4:13 to go first quarter. Tay Fairman goes right around Riddle, throws it back out. Brandon for 3, in and out, no good. Good rebound by Moore, and here come the Patriots, and that was definitely a travel by Michael Robinson, or Malachi Robinson, not called. And midfield with a 3-point lead, 9-6. I mean, that was even an NBA continuation. And a block shot on Devontae Fairman, and here comes midfield again. Martin for a three, good. And just like that, it's 12-6. Here's Devin Williams. Tay Trust to check in at the next whistle. We get it in the front court to Scoop. Turn around from 8 feet, no good. That's going to go out of bounds off of whom? The Tigers. It'll be midfield basketball. End of the game for Childersburg is going to be Tay Truss. So you got Tay Truss, Devin Williams, Brandon Calhoun, Tay Fairman, and Seneca Sheely out there for the Tigers. 12-6, early six-point lead for midfield. Franklin gets into the lane, and his turnaround pass caught everybody off guard, and he gets it to Vincent Burrell, who's just checked in for Coach Courtney Jones, and Burrell is fouled and will go to the line. That foul was on Tay Truss, so that's his first foul. Free throw missed by Burrell, a senior. He'll get one more. Burrell, good on the second, and it's a seven-point lead for midfield. Here's that full-court pressure again. Brandon gets it in, and he'll bring it down the court, Will Calhoun. 3 minutes to go, first quarter, and he just got his pocket picked by Deshaun Moore. And that's going to be a foul on Brandon. And Malachi Robinson will go to the free throw line. A reach in on Calhoun wasn't called, and then the reach in on Calhoun was called. And already with 2:53 to go in the first quarter, midfield in the bonus. They've had one foul called against them. We fouled five times. I don't care how many times you come here, you might as well get ready for it. One of two made, an eight-point midfield lead with 2:49 to go first quarter. Here's Tay Fairman working against Jaden Sellers. And finally, we get a foul call on this end. And that call's going to go against Jaden Sellers. And I hate to tell you, I don't care who they've got on Tay Fairman. He can take any one of them to the goal. They'll throw it in the backcourt to Tay. He's got his man beat, so let's see if he goes. Gives it to Brandon. He didn't take the three-point shot and threw it away. Sellers to a cutting Robinson down the lane, and he lays it in Childersburg. Down by 10, and they're going to call their timeout. We'll take one with them. You're listening to the Domtar Tiger Sports Network.
Utility storage buildings, modular storage buildings, greenhouses, storm shelters, and more. Turn to Storage Nuts in Childersburg. Storage Nuts has a solution for all of your storage needs, no matter your size or budget. StorageNuts.com.
Getting your car repaired can be a hassle, especially if you don't know where to turn. Hey, it's Michael Brannon for Toyota of Sylacauga. Recently, I had my car worked on and it was rough. Back and forth with the mechanic, no customer service. It was truly awful. Then I talked to Chris Kane at Toyota of Sylacauga, and he told me regardless of the make or model, they can take the right steps in getting my car repaired. From engine rebuilds to basic oil changes, Toyota of Sylacauga's resources allow them to point you in the right direction when it comes to servicing your car in a timely manner. Experience the difference at Toyota of Sylacauga, where they're worth the drive and they'll prove it. Online at toyotaofsylacauga.com.
Childersburg will get the basketball in, trailing by 10 with 2:20 to go in the first quarter. This is where you got to answer midfield's tenacity in their runs. We'll kick it in the corner, T.D. Smith for three, off the back iron, no good. A nice job by Childersburg as they stripped it out of Robinson's hand, so we will get the basketball. And I tell you, that time Burrell went to the floor hard for midfield. I hope he's all right. Here's Sheely with the basketball, trailing by 10, trying to make a move on Martin. Hand checking everywhere. Here's Tay Truss. He'll get it to TD. TD trying to roll around against Burrell. Puts it up, can't get it to go, gets his own rebound. He's going to go up again, and that's going to be a foul. And let's see who they get. They're going to get Burrell, and could have been on Malachi Robinson as well. Deshaun Moore to check back in right after this first free throw by TD Smith. He'll get two. Calhoun will go back in as well. TD cannot get the free throw to go in and out. We got to, if you get there to that free throw line, you got to make them count against this bunch or your night's going to be very short. TD eyes the bucket, good on his second. 16-7, 1:50 to go in the first quarter. Been a long first quarter because of all the fouls they've called on us. Armani Franklin goes down in the lane, kicks it back to Robinson. Robinson will go make a move to the goal and throw it down. That's just being better than us. I'm sorry. Here's T.D. Smith being hand-checked and now double-teamed. And he finally gets it to Tay Truss. Tay throws it away. Armani Franklin saw the back door. Jaden Sellers in the front court to Deshaun Moore. He lays it in, and he's fouled. And that foul is going to go on T.D. Smith. And already it's a 13-point lead with 1:11 to go in this first quarter. That free throw way off by Moore. Schulzberg with a rebound. 1 minute to go in the first quarter. We're down by 13. We have not played well on either end of the floor, but there's another hand check. We had it stripped away. Then we get it back. Brandon Robinson's going to get an open look. No good. We get the backside rebound with Tay Truss. He gets it to Brandon. Back outside to TD. You got to shoot that shot, and we don't do it. 40 seconds to go in the quarter. Tay's got it. Working against Franklin. That's a good matchup. Thought about a three. Thought better of it and then threw it away. Our turnovers are killing us, and Armani Franklin will lay it in. It is 22-7. Tay Truss will come down the floor and lose it and then foul Armani Franklin trying to get it back. It's been that kind of a night so far. Tay Truss will pick up his second foul, and the Tigers' night is going sour early here at Midfield High School. 22-7, and Franklin, who is a sharp shooter at the line, will be there, the senior, with two free throws. No button we pushed so far has worked. And I guess I can start saying good things about somebody. Armani Franklin actually missed that free throw. Like I said, this young man's been playing ever since he was in high school. Played on the state championship team already here. And to me, he's the one that makes it go. He gets one of two, and it is a 16-point midfield lead, and they're going to show you that full court press again. Donovan Wilson in for Coach Courtney Jones of midfield. Here's Seneca Sheely. We got to get him going offensively if we've got a chance to come back in this game. Hezekiah to Seneca. He'll pull up just inside the arc. No good. And here comes midfield. You're going to get one shot with him. Half court shot almost went for Riddle. We are at the end of one quarter of play. 23-7 midfield in the lead. You're listening to it on the Dumb Tire Tiger Sports Network.
Have you ever gone into a big chain store and asked an associate where an item is located? And they say, wait a minute, I'll look it up and see. Well, at Van Zandt Hardware, you don't have to worry about someone looking at a handheld computer to find something. They know where it is and how to help you. Serving the Coosa Valley now for 50 years, Van Zandt Hardware will not sell you an item that you don't need. Van Zandt Hardware on Highway 280 in Sylacauga. Worried about pests invading your space? Protect your home or business with the experts at Alabama Termite and Pest Control. For over 4 years, we've been voted the best pest control in the Coosa Valley. From rodents to termites, bugs to wasps to hornets, we've got you covered. Choose from monthly, bi-monthly, or quarterly services customized to fit your needs. Call Christy, Tony, Eddie, John, or Jeremy at 256-378-6903 or visit Alabama Termite and Pest Control in Childersburg, serving Talladega, Coosa, and Southern Shelby counties.
The Domtar Tiger Sports Network is powered by Coosa Valley Electric Cooperative. The best power, internet, and propane are at your fingertips. Coosa Valley Electric Cooperative, a Touchstone Energy Cooperative. Online at CoosaValleyEC.com.
It'll be midfield basketball as we start the second quarter. I guess just to make it a little worse, 23-7. Midfield in the lead. They're not number one in the state in Class 3A for none. Here's Martin, open three. You know it. It is now a 19-point advantage. Childersburg really struggling here on both ends of the floor. Tay Fairman tried to get a pass off, and I'm telling you, he was knocked to the floor. No whistle. Aaron Martin will go down the floor and knock Tay Fairman out of the way and put it home. This is nothing but Birmingham bully ball. That's all it is. And if you're not ready for it, you're not going to win. Devin Williams to check back in. He'll get Seneca Sheely out of the game. So now you got Brandon Calhoun, Hezekiah Parker, Tay Fairman, Devin Williams, and T.D. Smith. We have to throw it into the backcourt to get it in. 28-7, a 21-point lead for midfield. Here's Tay backing his guy down off the glass, no good. And here comes Riddle with it, and he missed Malachi Robinson. They throw it out of bounds, one of the few turnovers for midfield, and they'll back out of the trapping press and get into just a clear man-to-man down-the-floor pressure. That's Brandon Riddle guarding Tay Fairman to Hezekiah. Hezekiah's wanting to take his man, can't do it, throws it away. Armani Franklin's got it. Here comes a layup. You just cannot have lazy passes against a long, lengthy, very quick, and very good defensive basketball team. It is 30-7. Tay from about 10 feet on the baseline, and that shot is good, and we needed that with 6:20 to go until halftime, down by 21 now. And they just muscled their way inside that time with Robinson, and he puts it home. Or excuse me, that was Moore. They're just getting anything they want right now, pushing and hand-checking and everything they want to do. Tay Fairman had his pass blocked, and Brandon Calhoun retrieves it. He's in trouble. He gets it to Tay. Almost at half court, working against Martin. Martin, they'll give it down to Hezekiah. He's got to make a move to the goal. He does on Moore, and he puts it up and in. Nice job by Hezekiah Parker. We have missed that all season. Here's Robinson. His little get into the lane and just teardrop from about 6 feet and being 6'6". It's going to go every time. Tay with a move to the goal. Can't get it to go. Franklin gives it back. Riddle for three. No good. And we're getting in a court, full-length court game with them, and that is really not what we need to do. 34-11. Here's Tay to Brandon for three. No good. Look at Hezekiah get that ball, and it was back just taken away from him by Malachi Robinson. He gets it down to Burrell, and Burrell's going to be fouled by T.D. Smith. So back into the game after this free throw for Burrell is going to be Seneca Sheely and Dontavius Duke Fairman. And the foul count in this ball game is almost as bad as the score. And I'm sitting right here in front of the officials, and to be honest with you, they hear me. They hear me. I'm just being honest. I'm not going to get calls at this place. Burrell makes his first free throw. It's 35-11, a 24-point Patriot lead. Good again. And they'll get Jashawn Moore back in there for Burrell. And here comes that full court pressure again. They're not going to relinquish it. I don't care what the lead is. Armani Franklin working on Tay Fairman. He'll get it across the timeline. And 4.5 minutes almost to go in this second quarter. Seneca Sheely to Brandon Calhoun. Fakes the give around pass to Devin Williams. Trying to get it inside. Can't do it. They get it to Seneca. Scoop working. He'll pull up from three, and that's off. And the rebound ripped down by Jashawn Moore. Here comes Armani Franklin with the basketball. He's wanting to go to the goal. Spins. That shot was blocked nicely by Dontavius Fairman. And Franklin hit the floor, but he was looking up for some kind of trip to the free throw line, and he hit his head on the floor. But I'm going to be honest with you. That was a clean play right there. He's going to have to come out of the game. I hope he's okay. He's an all-state player. And Armani comes out of the game being replaced by Jaden Sellers. Childersburg down by 25. Here's Devin Williams. Almost lost it. Got it back. Working against Sellers. Somebody's got to come to him. That's Brandon. He gets it. Working against Malachi Robinson. That was a foul. No call. And here comes midfield. Robinson, left side three-point line. And he'll get it inside to Moore. Back to Robinson. Corner it goes to Martin. And then Moore's got it inside and just bullies his way to the goal. And, I mean, when I say that, I'm just being honest with you. They are letting them play to the capacity that they want to. Dontavius from the free throw line, and we're going to get a foul. I don't believe it. And that foul is going to be on Jaden Sellers. It's his second foul. Tay Fairman will have two free throws, or is it three? Two free throws. Foul was on four. There was some argument as to whether it was on Sellers or whether it was on Brandon Riddle, number two. Burrell will come back into the game for Malachi Robinson. Tay good on his first free throw. He'll get one more. Gets it to go. 3:17 to go until half, and we're down by 25. 38-13. This midfield team, and I'll tell you, yeah, they carried the ball there when there's no call. Long three-pointer by Martin, and it's good. They beat you so many ways. And I was going to say, if there's a better team in 3A classification, you're not going to find them. Now, I'm not saying the midfield's going to go all the way and win it all, but talent-wise, they're the best in Class 3A. They had a lane to the goal and turn it over. 41-13. Tay Trust come back in. He's got two. I think everybody on our roster's got at least two or three fouls. And Tay Truss will come in for Duke Fairman. Tay Fairman thought he was coming out of the game. Childersburg steals the inbounds. And Brandon Calhoun's going to attack. Backs up from about 12 feet and gets it to go. He shot that over Aaron Martin. And it's 41-15. Martin to Riddle. Riddle working against Devin. He wants to go the goal. Dipsy Doodle shot, no good, and Tay Fairman's got it. They're going to try to double him. He's in trouble. And he finds Scoop. Scoop will go to the goal. Spins in the lane. His shot no good, but can't believe they're going to whistle two in a row on midfield. We'll see who that foul is on. I believe they got Vincent Burrell. And that's his first. Scoop will get two free throws. His first one no good. He has just not found the range tonight. Has Seneca even scored tonight? Has Seneca Sheila even scored tonight? I don't think he has. 1 point at the free throw line. He's got one more chance to get a second one. It's good. 2 points, both of them from the free throw line. So 41-16 with 2 minutes to go until halftime. Starters back on the floor with exception of two for midfield, and that was Jaden Sellers, and they finally get a traveling call. Ernest Alexander in the game for the Patriots as well. Fairman will bring it down the floor against Sellers. Tay working at the top of the key. He'll go by Sellers, throw it off the glass and in. He got it over the outstretched arms of Robinson, too. Not an easy thing to do. And it's 41-18. Franklin back into the game. He's got the basketball. Behind the back dribble, gives it up to Sellers. Back to Franklin. And that one was knocked out of the way by Tay Truss, but we couldn't control it. Nice hands by Tay as he knocked it out of bounds off of Armani Franklin when he made the move down the goal, but they will say it is midfield ball. Number 21, Xavion Swain in the game for Chillsburg. And that's going to be a pushing foul on Jashawn Moore. And where has that been for the first 14 and a half minutes of the game? I mean, you wait until we're down 23 points to make that call. Here's Tay Fairman. Gets a screen, goes by, pulls up from 8 feet, no good. And a fight for the basketball. Look at Xavion Swain in there fighting with Malachi Robinson, and he gets a possession for the Tigers. They get it inside to Xavion, and he goes over Malachi Robinson and lays it in. So already some good minutes for the freshman. Under a minute to go. Xavion Swain with 2 points now, 41-20. Here's Robinson getting in that lane. His teardrop is just good. You just can't play with that. I'm sorry. That's just a good basketball move by a good basketball player. And they just absolutely harassed Brandon Calhoun. Armani Franklin got it, goes up for a shot, and that's going to be three fouls on Tay Truss.
Coach Hanson, that's three.
Three on Tay Truss. 34 seconds to go in the half. And now Armani Franklin at the line again for two more. No good. He's uncharacteristic like of him, has missed three free throws tonight. 43-20. Childersburg just getting absolutely manhandled by these Patriots on their home floor. Franklin good on one of two. And Tay, they're going to jump in a trap. And he cannot dribble through it. They finally get it to Robinson on the steal, and he slams it home. You can't dribble through a double-team press. You got to pass the basketball. Here's Devin Williams, almost loses it, does. Here's Armani Franklin. His reverse layup good with 8 seconds to go. And it is 48-20. We may not get another shot off, and I don't think we will. We're at the end of the half. 48-20, midfield up on our Tigers. We'll step aside and take a timeout. You're listening to it on the Domtar Tiger Sports Network.
Your dream home is closer than you think. Atkinson Homes offers the best in energy-efficient homes with options from Clayton, Sunshine, and Cavalier. Choose from 3, 4, or 5 bedrooms, or explore our tiny homes for your big lifestyle. Atkinson Homes handles everything, from delivery and setup to air and heat pump installation. Financing is available for home loans, FHA loans, VA loans, and land and home together. Visit AtkinsonHomes.net or stop by on Highway 280 across from Cadence Bank in Childersburg.
The Childersburg Parks and Recreation Department is proud to be a part of Childersburg High School Athletics on Kix 100.3. Our department provides opportunities for the community through sports, senior events, community celebrations, and event reservations. For more information, go to childersburg.recdesk.com.
Do you have scrap metal piling up? Get paid at Coosa Valley Recycling. Serving the Birmingham area and Highway 280 corridor in Sylacauga, Coosa Valley Recycling is your top choice for scrap metal recycling. Whether it's old appliances, car parts, or any other metal items, Coosa Valley Recycling offers great rates and fast, easy service. Recycling with Coosa Valley Recycling not only puts your money back in your pocket, but it also protects the environment. Don't let your scrap metal go to waste. Bring it to Coosa Valley Recycling today. Call 256-245-4300.
Big changes are happening at the Coosa Pines Mill. We are now Domtar. We've united the legacies of paper excellence, Resolute Forest Products, and Domtar into one strong brand. While we have a new name, it's still the same trusted people, the same high-quality products, and the same dedication to the communities where we live and work. For roughly 200 years, our mills have been leading the way in sustainable forestry and innovative solutions, and we're just getting started. Domtar, we are the fiber for the future. Visit domtar.com to learn more.
Life is full of action, and we know you want to stay in the game. That's where Donahue Physical Therapy comes in. Hey, it's Ben Donahue. Our dedicated team specializes in getting you back to your active lifestyle faster. From sports injuries to post-surgery recovery, we've got you covered. Choose Donahue Physical Therapy and keep doing what you love, because life is too short to sit on the sidelines. Donahue Physical Therapy, where you'll get back to the action faster.
Welcome back to Midfield High School. Dave McCurley with you. It has been all Midfield Patriots, 48-20 at the half. They have played a lot of bully ball. It has been rough for our Tigers to hang on to it, getting hammered and pushed around the way they have. But I'll tell you one thing, they're not going to quit. We'll see a better Childersburg team, I think, in the second half. 48-20 Midfield right now on top. Now, if Childersburg cannot come back and win this game, they will go on the road Saturday, more than likely to Hale County in the city of Moundville, about an hour and a half, well, really almost 2 hours away. But I got to be honest with you, Hale County playing tonight against Sumter Central, it will be one of those two teams. We'll step aside again, 48-20 Midfield over our Childersburg Tigers. You're listening to the Domtar Tiger Sports Network.
Looking for a career that's not only high quality but also eco-friendly? Ineos in Childersburg has been at the forefront of innovation since 2005, producing top-notch lubricants while staying committed to our planet. Join us as we lead the way into the future of technology and sustainability. Ready to make an impact? Visit us at 100 Nippon Drive or head to the Talladega Career Center and apply today. Ineos USA, where your career drives innovation and positive change.
Discover a church where community feels like family. Hi, I'm Chris Roberts, worship leader at First Baptist Church of Childersburg. Every Sunday, we come together to celebrate faith, friendship, and love. Join us for Sunday school at 9:15, worship at 10:30, and Wednesday night Bible study at 6 p.m. Our music is a mix of Southern gospel and contemporary music. Matt Hillier is here to help you grow spiritually and connect with others through discipleship. You're invited to come this Sunday and experience the warmth and joy of First Baptist Church of Childersburg. Your new family is waiting.
Discover adventure and team building opportunities at Majestic Caverns. Explore on a field trip, an overnight in the cave, or an underground classroom. Come watch an amazing show with fire jugglers and challenge the lion and phoenix tribes in games and quests. It's the perfect new family tradition filled with fun for all ages in Childersburg, Alabama. And don't forget the food. Try our vanilla ice lattes with lavender cold foam, award-winning fudge, chicken and waffles, and warm pretzels. Visit MajesticCaverns.com for more info. It's the adventure of a lifetime. Proud supporters of Childersburg High School Athletics.
We are going out tonight.
But I just put my comfy pants on. What are we celebrating?
I just bundled our home and auto insurance with a State Farm agent and saved us money.
Oh, nice. Can we just order in now?
Are you serious? We just bundled, and our agent helped me personalize our coverage.
But what about my slipper and sweatpants bundle?
Oh, fine.
State Farm insurance agent Ron Carroll on Highway 280 next to Subway in Childersburg. Call Ron at 256-378-6631.
Prices vary by state. Options selected by customer availability, amount of discount, savings, and eligibility may vary.
Rudd's Car Wash is located next to Curtis & Son Funeral Home in Sylacauga. Open Monday through Saturday, 8 to 5. It's the best wash and value anywhere in the Coosa Valley.
When back pain or a sports injury slows you down, Tom Malone and his team at Star Physical Therapy in Sylacauga are here to help you bounce back. Whether you're aiming to restore movement or return to work quickly, their personalized care and expertise ensure you're on the path to recovery. No matter the issue, Star has the solution. Star Physical Therapy, where you're always treated like a star. Call 256-249-4701 to schedule your appointment.
Rudd's Laundromat in Sylacauga can handle all of your laundry needs. Washing, drying, and folding available. Open 7 days a week from 5 a.m. to 8 p.m.
Getting your car repaired can be a hassle, especially if you don't know where to turn. Hey, it's Michael Brannon for Toyota of Sylacauga. Recently, I had my car worked on and it was rough. Back and forth with the mechanic, no customer service. It was truly awful. Then I talked to Chris Kane at Toyota of Sylacauga and he told me regardless of the make or model, they can take the right steps in getting my car repaired. From engine rebuilds to basic oil changes, Toyota of Sylacauga's resources allow them to point you in the right direction when it comes to servicing your car in a timely manner. Experience the difference at Toyota of Sylacauga, where they're worth the drive and they'll prove it. Online at toyotaofsylacauga.com.
Have you ever gone into a big chain store and asked an associate where an item is located? And they say, wait a minute, I'll look it up and see. Well, at Van Zandt Hardware, you don't have to worry about someone looking at a handheld computer to find something. They know where it is and how to help you. Serving the Coosa Valley now for 50 years, Van Zandt Hardware will not sell you an item that you don't need. Van Zandt Hardware on Highway 280 in Sylacauga.
Welcome back to Midfield High School. Dave McCurley with you, 48-20. Midfield with a 28-point lead at the half. I tell you what, let's do just a few minutes after 8 o'clock. Let's step aside 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to the Domtar Tiger Sports Network.
KX 100.3 is WYEA, Sylacauga, Childersburg, and WSGN HD3, Stuartville, home of the Childersburg Tigers on the Domtar Tiger Sports Network.
Childersburg High's home for Friday nights and Auburn University's home on Saturdays. This is Coach Hugh Freeze, and you're locked into Hit Kicking Country, KX 100.3.
Well, as we come back to action here, I'd like to remind you again about the Auburn Tigers tomorrow night. First of all, 20-1 on the season are the Tigers. They're 8-0 in conference play. And I'm going to be honest with you, of their 8 wins in the SEC, 5 of those have been on the road. So a couple of home games coming up tomorrow night. They've got the Oklahoma Sooners. Late start airtime at 7:34. The Auburn Network tip is at 8 o'clock. On Saturday, they've got a very good basketball team coming to town, and it's one that really handed them their head on a platter last year down in Gainesville as the Florida Gators come to town. And, of course, that is a top 10 matchup in the country, and Florida will come to town airtime for that game Saturday at 2:30, and tip-off is at 3 o'clock. So we're just about getting set for the third quarter to begin here. And Childersburg needs to come out with a little fire because, this is a very good midfield team. I've given a lot of credit, but I really believe that if games were officiated here like they are, where we are used to playing, a lot of the times this team would be in foul trouble. And I just got to tell you, when you look at the team fouls, and the team fouls for Childersburg, as I add them up here, 9 team fouls for Childersburg, only 4 for the midfield Patriots. So here we go. Armani Franklin will control it first for the Patriots. He'll get it to Martin. They'll roll around Robinson. He turns around over Brandon Calhoun. That was a good defensive play by Calhoun. Moore got it. His shot was blocked. No foul. Here comes Tay. Tay will get down, and they just knock him clean to the ground. There's no whistle. I mean, somewhere in there, there's got to be a foul, and they're out on the run because Tay was laying on the floor, and Armani Franklin lays it in. It's a 30-point lead. I just don't understand when a player goes to the floor and is knocked to the floor. Seneca Shealy will turn around from a long two and put it in. But when you go up for a shot and just get knocked to the floor, something's got to be called. Midfield pushes to get their own offensive rebound and throws it away. Here comes Seneca Shealy. He'll pull up from about 8 feet, no good. That ball's run down by Moore, but then we get it right back with Tay. His shot, no good. And Robinson's got it. Here's midfield. Martin was ripped of it, and then it was picked up by Moore, and Moore puts it home. And we've got an injury to Devin Williams. Looks like a left ankle, left foot, and into the game for him is going to be T.D. Smith. And I'm just amazed at how this game is really, I mean, listen, I'm not taking anything away from midfield. They're a great basketball team. Tay down the lane again. Can you believe it? They're actually going to call a foul on a pushing foul on midfield. And that one's on Martin, who's about a good 60 pounds heavier and a good 4.5 inches taller than Tay. Tay will go to the free throw line, though, and he's short and misses the first. He'll get one more. 30-point midfield lead, 6:17 to go third quarter. It's just been all midfield since they tossed it up. Tay can't get either free throw, and here comes midfield with a basketball. Martin, he wants to go down the lane. He should be called for traveling, and he is. He thought he was fouled, but he slipped, and that's a good call. Here's Seneca Shealy working against Armani Franklin, who I think is one of the best guards in this state. Seneca gets to the free throw line. His shot no good. And Moore just one hands the rebound. Here's Franklin. He'll back it out. Now he'll go by Seneca Shealy, go down the lane, lays it up. Nice block by Duke Fairman, but you can't blame him. Once he came over for help and blocked it, there was Jashawn Moore to get it and lay it in. 54-22. Brandon Calhoun, top of the key, no good. Here comes midfield quickly down the floor. Riddle's got it. His shot no good. They went over the back. That's got to be either a charge or a block, and that's going to be a charge on Martin. And, boy, I tell you what, give Duke Fairman a lot of credit right here. He's playing hard here in the third quarter, blocking shots, getting rebounds, taking charges, and he's got two fouls. And he's still playing hard like he wants to stay. And there's a timeout on the floor for Childersburg, and of course, we'll take a 30-second timeout with them. You're listening to the Domtar Tiger Sports Network.
At Central Alabama Community College, we believe success starts with having the right opportunities. That's why our motto, Central to You, Central to Your Success, is more than just words. It's a commitment to your future. Envision your dreams turning into reality with our diverse programs and supportive learning environment. Transform your ambitions into achievement. Enroll at Central Alabama Community College. Visit cacc.edu to register and start your journey today. Central Alabama Community College, proud supporters of Childersburg High School Athletics.
We'll come back to action. Duke Fairman's got the ball, and course, he got bumped a couple of times, and they're going to call traveling. So here we go. 5 minutes to go, third quarter. Chillsburg down by 32. I didn't stutter. This has not been close at all. Look, it's that block by Duke Fairman on the biggest guy on the floor. And that has got to be a goaltend on Robinson, and no call. Here he comes down the other end of the floor, and he finds Moore up under the goal. His shot was blocked by Duke Fairman as well. I tell you what, 14 came to play in the second half. They steal it away, Robinson, and he's going to get a foul. Or is it just, I think they just called it out on Childersburg, no foul. How was that last play not goaltending? They run an inbounds play to a wide-open Martin who lays it in. Midfield by 34, 4.5 minutes to go, third quarter. Seneca Sheely just flat threw it away. He thought T.D. Smith was going to zig, and T.D. zagged, and it is really starting to get ugly. Martin to Riddle. It's midfield with their five starters in the game. Childersburg with T.D. out there for Devin, who's injured. Riddle had it go out of his hands and out of bounds. It'll be Childersburg basketball. Here's Tay Fairman with it. Working against Riddle. He can't stay in front of him. There goes Tay down the lane. He's going to get up under. Gets it in to Duke. Duke couldn't handle it. Here comes midfield. Three on three, and that is a double dribble. I tell you, you have to wait on Coach Johnson and Coach Jerry Wallace to make the call for him. Sellers into the game. Tay goes right by him, goes down the lane, puts it up and over Deshaun Moore. And it's 56-24, 3.5 minutes to go, third quarter. The thing about it, that fourth quarter is going to move quick. These officials have wanted to get out of here since they got here. What about Duke Fairman? Two more blocks on Deshaun Moore. They're going to get him for his third foul, but I got to be honest with you, he's in there battling. And I tell you what, he's had about four blocks this quarter, and they finally call a foul on him, and that's his third. Moore's going to go to the line. Duke Fairman's been, he can get up off his feet, and when he comes down, can get back up quicker than just about anybody I've seen. Moore misses his first free throw, 56-24, 3:20 to go, third quarter. It's been all Patriots. And that shot is good by Moore. 33-point advantage. Here comes Tay working against Armani Franklin. He'll go down. Spill out to the right wing. Now he'll bring it back up top. Looks for TD. TD being guarded by Deshaun Moore. Back to Seneca Sheely. Working against Aaron Martin. Can't get nothing going. He'll give it to TD. TD gets a decent look. Takes Martin down low. Couldn't get shot to go. Look at Duke Fairman. And this time he got the ball and got hammered. And, of course, no call. And Malachi Robinson will make a spin move and turn around and lay it in. And this is just too much to not enough. Tay from the free throw line. Good. He's been the only spark offensively. Here comes Hezekiah Parker to check in at the next stop play. And you know they're going to call Tay for a foul, but that was a push-off on Armani Franklin. When you can't get by Tay Fairman, you know he's quick. And Franklin, as I mentioned, one of the best guards has been in Class 3A for quite a few years. Here he is in the corner with the basketball. He'll shoot a three. That's off, no good. Sheely with the basketball, and it's taken away by Armani Franklin. I mean, he's everywhere. Gets it to Martin for three. Good. It is 62-26, under 2 minutes to go, third quarter. They're just good. That's all you can say. and they beat you in a lot of facets from turnovers. What a shot by Tay Fairman. Count it, and the foul's going to be on Martin. And I can tell you right now, there's nobody in this midfield team who's ranked number one in the state. They cannot stay in front of Tay Fairman. If he could shoot the ball just a little bit better from the outside, and he's done pretty good at it tonight, but he completes the three-point play. It is 62-29 now, a 33-point lead. They get it to Burrell, who's checked into the game. He spills around and gives it to Sellers. Sellers in the middle of the lane, working against Brandon. That's going to be a reach-in foul. Or is it going to be an illegal screen? Yeah, they call it with a minute 32 to go in the third quarter, and you're down by 33. There's a reach in by Sellers on Scoop. He's going to go down. Can't get the shot to go. And Franklin is there to put it back in. It's just been a clinic tonight by midfield. Scoop gives it to Tay Fairman. He'll try from three. That's not his shot. I think that might have been partially blocked. Here comes Armani Franklin. Nice hustle by T.D. Smith to get back, knock that ball out of bounds. Tate Truss is going to get whom? He'll get Hezekiah. They get it into Jashawn Moore. His turnaround's good. Everything they've done's been good. 66-29, a 37-point lead. This was a team that we played at Childersburg early in the year, and going into the fourth quarter was a one-point game. Now, they played much better tonight as midfield, but at the same point in time, as that ball is going to be thrown off of midfield, it'll be Childersburg basketball with 36 seconds to go. Xavion Swain will come in, so will Ernest Alexander from midfield, along with Clarence Woods for the first time for the Patriots. Glad to see Coach Courtney Jones emptying his bench with a 37-point lead. Here's Tay Fairman. And I can tell you right now, that's got to be a foul. They're going to call that on Armani Franklin. And you know what? He's not even on the floor. Maybe they called it on 11. And Tay hits the free throw. Okay, the foul was on Jaden Sellers. Tay Fairman, no good on his second free throw. 66-29. Should be 30. Yeah. He hit his first one. It should be 30. They'll put it up there. And they do. 10 seconds left in the quarter. Here's Sellers with the basketball. He'll kick it out. Now a three-point shot, a long one. And you know it. It is banked in by Donovan Wilson. He had no idea the bank was open at 8:22 on a Monday night. We'll go the fourth quarter. Midfield a lot, Childersburg not enough. You're listening to the Domtar Tiger Sports Network.
Looking for your keys to a new home? Atkinson Homes in Childersburg has exactly what you need. Choose from energy-efficient 3-, 4-, or 5-bedroom homes by Clayton, Sunshine, and Cavalier, or explore our tiny homes for your big lifestyle. Enjoy Atkinson Homes' top-notch service with our full-time, on-site maintenance technician. Plus, every home comes with a 1-year warranty and brand-new name-brand appliances. Visit AtkinsonHomes.net or stop by on Highway 280 across from Cadence Bank in Childersburg.
Fourth quarter action is brought to you by Alabama Termite and Pest Control.
Well, it'll be midfield basketball. And I really don't understand this. I guess Coach Courtney Jones knows his team better than anybody else. A lot of these guys have been playing a long time, but he's got his starters back out there on the floor with a 39-point lead. Clock's going to run this entire quarter. And that should have been a carry, and they waited 2 seconds to call it. They finally get it on Malachi Robinson. Nice defense by Xavion Swain, who's checked in there. And Childersburg will have the basketball. And Scoop gets it to Tay Truss. I think he might have got away with a travel. It's ripped down by Jashawn Moore. Here comes midfield with it. Armani Franklin working against T.D. Smith. And shot good by Franklin. Childersburg can't get anything to go. I'm just here to tell you. Long three by Riddle, no good. Here comes Seneca Shealy. He's wanting to go to goal. Turn around. Up and over. Deshaun Moore's not good. Brandon Calhoun will check in here in just a minute. Clock rolling. 6 minutes to go in this game. And another area championship is going to go to the midfield Patriots. They will play at home. Another three by Aaron Martin. And it is 74-30. We're just, at this point in time, we're so shell-shocked. But I'll be honest with you. You're going to remember this some next year because midfield loses just about every one of these guys that are on the floor right now. And there's not a lot of substitutes that are coming into the game for midfield. And I'm really, like I said, I love Courtney Jones. He's a great man, great coach, and he's been gracious to us here. But I don't understand why. Maybe he's just not happy about something that's going on with his starters, and he's still got them out there. We'll throw it into the backcourt after a foul on midfield. 5:01 to go in the game. Tay gets it to Tay Truss. He'll spin in lane. He's hammered by Jashawn Moore, and our guys will help him up. And it's a good move by the senior, who's going to see his chance to win an area championship go awry because we just can't seem to beat these guys. And we can't hit a free throw. 4:44 to go in the game. 74-30. And unless we go to the free throw line again, the clock is just going to run. Tay gets that one to go. Tay Truss, 74-31. A 43-point midfield lead. Riddle kicks it out. Aaron Martin for three. I can't believe that one didn't go in. It's tipped around, controlled by Brandon Calhoun. And they're still trapping. And we finally get the ball across half court and get it to Tay. Tay Truss from three, or excuse me, Tay Fairman from three, no good. And here comes midfield. And Aaron Martin tried a cup dunk, and he didn't make it, and he's not good right now. He might have hurt himself. And that shot went in for Tay Fairman. Tay Fairman's probably got more than half of our 33 points. And with 3:57 to go in this game, Coach Courtney Jones calls a timeout and gets his substitutes in there. And love it when they turn that music up. .357 to go in the game, and of course midfield will throw it in. It's almost stolen away by Childersburg. This here is Donovan Wilson. And they got away with a travel with Ernest Alexander, and Childersburg gets the rebound off the Alexander miss. Here's Tay Fairman working against Clarence Wood, and a three-pointer by Tay Truss. How about that? Senior wanted to come in here, 74-36. And this last 320 will not go off quick enough for Coach Johnson, Coach Kirkland, and Coach Wallace. Donovan Wilson with it. He'll give it to Jaden Sellers. He'll go down, throw it up, goes in, and, of course, foul on Chillsburg. That one's going to be on Brandon Calhoun. And Sellers will get a chance for a three-point play with 3:02 to go in the ballgame. So midfield will play here on Saturday. Those games are mandated at 6 o'clock by the state. They will host the loser of tonight's Hale County Sumter Central. Childersburg will go to the winner Saturday at 6 o'clock. So if Hale County wins tonight, that's where we're going. We'll know in the morning, or we actually will know a little later tonight. T.D. Smith for three. Off the back iron, no good. And look at Xavier Swain hustling down to try to get a steal. Sellers has got it. They'll kick it. Going in the lane and putting up a shot and in is Clarence Woods. And now another, I guess, 30-second timeout by midfield to get more people into the game. Jalen Smith about to come in. And been a treacherous night for the Childersburg Tigers. Midfield is going to win another area championship. Childersburg is going to get another runner-up. And they'll be on the road. And I'll be honest with you, I can remember the last 4 years. We've been on the road, every one of them. We went to Winfield. We went to Donovan. And that should have been a travel. Midfield going down. Nice block by Xavion Swain. Or is that not Xavion Swain? Yes, it is. Thought it might have been the freshman, but he hadn't seen action yet. Or, excuse me, the eighth grader. That was a traveling call. They missed it the first time, got it then. 1:30 to go in this game. So barring any free throws here, we're going to be exiting this game pretty quick. I rode up on the bus with the team, so I know that I don't want them to have to wait on me. So here we go. Tay Fairman. 1:12 to go in the game. Getting pushed. And that's got to be a foul. I mean, come on. That foul is going to be on Jalen Smith. And no free throws. They called it on the floor. Less than a minute to go. Going to throw it in the backcourt today. We've had to do that several times tonight. Tay. He'll go by his man, lay it up, and then I tell you what, if there's anybody can stay in front of him in this Class 3A in this state, I want to see him. 30 seconds to go in the game, 40-point midfield lead. They just need to dribble it out. These guys want to score, too, and you know it. Long three-pointer by Jalen Smith. It's 81-38, and they're still pressing. I can't believe this. And Tay Fairman has been bumped more than anybody I've ever seen tonight. And they get a steal, go down, slam it home with Burrell. And it's 85 excuse me, 83-38 is your final score. We will be with you on Saturday night, probably from Hale County, either Hale County or Sumter Central. Midfield wins it. We appreciate you listening to the Domtar Tiger Sports Network.
You've been listening to the Domtar Tiger Sports Network, presented by Radio Alabama Sports. Sponsored by Toyota of Sylacauga, State Farm Insurance Agent Ron Carroll, Ineos USA, Coosa Valley Electric Cooperative, Allen Oil Company, Majestic Caverns, Donahue Physical Therapy, Farmers Home Furniture, Alabama Termite and Pest Control, Atkinson Homes, First Baptist Childersburg, Greater Coosa Valley Chamber of Commerce, Sylacauga Parks and Recreation, Coosa Valley Recycling, Sleeping Giant Heating and Cooling, La Costa Mexican Restaurant, Attorney Ben Robbins, Van Sant Hardware, Sarah Nissan Honda and Ford of Sylacauga, Childersburg Parks and Recreation, Sylacauga Chamber of Commerce, Alta Point Health, Sylacauga Health and Rehab Services. This broadcast is copyrighted by Radio Alabama for the private use of our audience. Any other use of this broadcast, descriptions, or accounts of the game without Radio Alabama's consent is strictly prohibited. Thanks for listening.